Hello and welcome to another episode of the Plus 63HP Reviews Podcast. I am one of your hosts, John Clemente. Alongside with me are two of my bestest best friend. I'm going to start, as per usual, the man in the center line. Chubox, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm Chubox. Very exhausted, so if I pass out or nod off, forgive me. But yeah, happy to be talking Reacher Season 2.
If you're tired, just think, what would Reacher do? Alongside with us also, waking up at an ungodly hour in the West Coast, is Arnie. Arnie, how are you doing?
Well, freezing cold, but it's okay. I'm hanging out with you guys.
It's freezing cold here as well. And weirdly, our heater for the first time is not working in this building yesterday and today.
Oh, shit.
The entire week it was warm, but it's crappy out. It's been snowing since Sunday. I haven't walked more than one block in a week because I just want to stay in. But as Chubox has mentioned, this week we will be discussing Reacher Season 2 out on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime show.
It is the ever. Amazon original. It's the best. I don't know what it is. What's the ingredient that's Reacher Group is doing, but it's so fucking amazing. But a bit of stats before we gush over the entirety of Reacher. But it is an action crime drama detective fiction thriller based on the Jack Reacher novels by Lee Child. I just did not realize how many Reacher books there are. There's gajillions.
Yes, gajillion. I tried to start it and read it, and the only thing that kind of threw me off is the setting, because I think it's in the 80s or 70s. Mm. So it's kind of jarring for me to. That's why I couldn't finish the first book because of the setting.
Yeah, from what we know of Reacher from the Tom Cruise 2 movie Reachers and then the 2 seasons of Reacher, yeah, it's a little bit different, but it's developed for TV by Nick Santora, starring more and more I'm warming up to the idea of Alan Ritchson playing Batman. So Alan Ritchson, Malcolm Goodwin, Willa Fitzgerald, Willa Fitzgerald is I'm reading off season one actors, but I want to wait. Let me just find season two actors and actresses. For season two, we got my future ex-wife, Serinda Swan, also could be Catwoman. I don't know. Chewbacca's pick is Maria Stenn, Frances Neely. And we have Robert Patrick, Mr. T-2000 himself, as the big bad. We also have like Sean Sipos, one of the crew in one of the regulars, the crew that we have in this little Reacher task force, and a bunch more. Season 2 came out late last year, comes out weekly on Amazon Prime. They finished their second season yesterday, January 19th, 2023. So if you're looking for 8 episodes of pure, unadulterated, clear, just turn off your brains, open your eyes, have fun, Reacher Season 2. So before we dive into, not necessarily episode by episode, because it's a very basic story, but like beat by beat of Season 2, Chubox, what is your non-spoilery take on Season 2 of Reacher?
I love it. It's everything I wanted in Season 1, but more. My only nitpick is, I think the finale for Season 1 was a little better, but the whole Season 2 is better for me. Just the climax was a little more.
Oh, the climax.
Yeah, but then again, the climax for the season one was your typical climax. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's everything.
The season one was this big shoot 'em up, and then season two was there's a lot of Well, there's already a lot more big shoot 'em ups within the season, so towards the end it's just a little shoot 'em up in a helicopter.
Yeah. So they kind of had to stagger the big fight and then the helicopter, you know, it wasn't one. But yeah, I mean, it was. This is a nitpick. I still love it. I still enjoyed everything about it.
There's no hiding how much I love Reacher. Like every week, this is the highlight of my Friday. Just like watching, and there was a couple of episodes that there's one episode that we actually watched together too. It's just I here my main question is, why is this so good? Like why Reacher? There's so many other mindless action thriller, punch people in the face, shoot people in the gut kind of
I
thing.
think,
Why
I don't
is
know.
this
I think
different?
it's a combination of Alan Ritchson's charm, and how they make a stupid smart show, or a
Yeah, that's
smart stupid show. Is it?
I think the writing, the writing is better because they had to focus on it because I mean, the star
But
power is
it no,
not
but
quite there, right?
it's still
There's that's the thing. It's
stupid,
like I've been
but
thinking about this every week, whenever I watch it. Is yeah, the writing is solid. It's not bad, but it's not stellar. There's no twists. There's no depth. There's no
no, that's why I
introspection.
think
Maybe that's it.
they found a way to give you something popcorn movie-ish, but just a little smarter. Or
A little.
they gave you kind of a smart show, but dumber. You know, so it's
Yeah.
like
I
they
think
found the sweet
it's
spot of
yeah,
just.
because we just got so inundated with every show has to have a twist. No, it doesn't have to have a twist. Just have a straightforward story that's good. And then the
It's
twists can
also,
come later, yeah.
and I think they, in my opinion, they did a concerted effort to not look like one of those procedurals that we see on TV. It's almost like a procedural. It's almost like an NCIS, right? But there's a bigger story, like a bigger through line for the entire season. And the season is short, so you don't need to be bored, and you don't need to be too bogged down on the episode by episode mission, because there is like progression per episode too. Like it's very
I think the
simple.
standalone season works also, helps a lot also. And yeah, the chemistry of the cast, they nailed it. So yeah, I still don't know how Reacher can travel from state to state with just a toothbrush. No deodorant? No, or does he take a bath? He doesn't take a
I'm sure
bath?
it's a little bit more exaggerated than that. He did say that he stays in motels for on occasion, right? So,
Yeah, but he doesn't have extra underwear.
no, I'm sure that he has a bag.
He doesn't have a bag. That's a point. That's what he said. I only bring a toothbrush because anything else, I need a bag. And if he told O'Donnell, like, if he has extra clothes, he'll be like, he has to bring a bag. And then if he has a bag, he has to have a suitcase. He has a suitcase. He has to have a car. If he has a car, he needs to have a house. If he has a house, he has a mortgage. He doesn't even have a
I was
fucking
like,
phone. A burner on him.
he needs. I'm also like, I've always thought like, oh, he has a change of clothes wherever he's staying at, right? But yeah, you're right. He's like,
Oh, I
even
think
if at
the way he
the
changes is he in the first episode he goes to a flea mart a flea
thrift store, a
a
thrift
thrift
store.
store
He
and
that's every time, everywhere he goes to a thrift store.
it's cheap. Well, wasn't it $11, $20 for a whole set? He only keeps his boots, the toothbrush. Does he have deodorant?
Toothbrush.
I smell bad.
Well, I
I
don't
mean,
know.
if he's in
Maybe
the
he
cold
smells like
states,
God sweat.
if he stays in the cold states, then he doesn't sweat that much. But I don't know. Oh yeah, maybe he smells like God sweat. Did
I'm
you see
sure he
the New
smells like
Heights
God.
episode where there's a candle that smells like Travis Scott? What
Yeah,
the
I just
fuck?
listened to that.
And it's not official product, right? Just somebody.
No, it's just somebody made it.
Nobody.
Like, you know, what are you? It's like, and they were conversing, like, so is this an official project? Like, no. So, but what are we going to do? Gonna sue some random guy. But anyway, we're just gonna quickly run through the season, and you know, along the way, we'll drop in our favorite interactions, favorite ways of killing or interrogating. So that's the fun part of this. Every episode, there's going to be like a moment, a beat within the episode where, yeah, there will be either a fight or an interrogation. Fight meaning there's going to be a finishing move, or interrogation meaning she's going to be doing something to get information every episode. And then every time, it is both scary, feasible, but also slightly funny. Like every time, particularly in the last part, one of the last episodes, my favorite line, I know I'm jumping, my favorite line is like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to,
Exactly my favorite. No, you're gonna tell me what I want, or I'm gonna rip out your trachea, and then the last thought that'll enter your mind is,
it's like,
"Holy
oh, he
shit, you
really
really
did
did
that.
it!"
He really did that. I
That's
fucking
my favorite line.
died laughing. But there's also a few more stuff that I remember towards the end. But just the main basic through line of the story is we start the season with a dude being thrown off a helicopter. That said dude comes to be one of the special forces,
Special investigators.
special investigations unit that Reacher led years ago. So we start off by Reacher getting an SOS via an ATM deposit, which is pretty cool, right? You know, that's a cool thing because again, Reacher doesn't have anything. He doesn't have a place to send mail to, doesn't have a phone, he doesn't have anything. So the only way that he gets in contact through an emergency through his important people is if there is a deposit in his account with like a weird message. Like I think it's like a dollar 10 cents, meaning something around information. So that's how he and Neely got together. And Neely was kind of like bumping around doing her thing. She's kind of like a big shot investigator in her firm already. Neely is one of his sergeants. There's also really every episode two, there's also a little bit of a backstory, a little bit of flashback on how each one of these guys got recruited, how they became family. There's a lot of fun tests and like team building exercises that I won't spoil for anyone who wants to come, but it's always fun. It kind of shows how Reacher is not just this big giant brute. He is like a true commander. He's a true leader. So it's not only smarts, but he has this way of being able to bring people together, most importantly, bring the best out of people. So it's kind of like the entire time, this entire season, we're always going to kind of have this dichotomy of saying, like, he's such a great judge of character. He's such a great judge of people. But there will be instances where that judgment will be tested. So, as Neely and Reacher connect towards long, they kind of realize that more and more of their team in the, what is the name, special investigation,
Investigators, special investigators.
the
Nobody
special
messes
investigator.
with the special investigators.
More and more of them has coincidentally either died or has gone missing. Like the first few wasn't too weird. Like, hey, somebody got into a car accident and hey, somebody just died. But this time we found somebody that was thrown off the
Thrown off a
helicopter.
helicopter.
And then if no hiker have seen it, they might have never known of that particular body. So that was kind of like another thing. So they started investigating whoever is left. Yeah, during the investigation of this, they kind of like bump into another of the another person of their crew, O'Donnell, who is a little bit more of like a morally questionable clientele in terms of private investigation, but he's a family guy now. And through the course of their investigation of the murder that they've seen, the main murder that they've seen, the guy that has been thrown out of the helicopter, they kind of like bump into other investigators of like the NYPD, like a guy named Detective Guy Russo, kind of like was on their tail. You know, to start, they think like Russo thought that Reacher and his crew had something to do with it, but as usual, as the investigation goes along, they figured out that they're looking for the same people. There's something fishy about the deaths of these people, and they figured out that the other remaining people in their crew were working in and around Atlantic City, in and around security, and then being referred to this conglomerate. What's New Age again?
Yeah, New Age, the company. No, but yeah, I mean, the main baddie, Arnie, is Robert Patrick, Terminator T2000. And there's a good scene where Reacher and Neely booked a hotel, and the bad guy working for Robert Patrick was spying on them. And when he was talking to Robert Patrick, he was reporting like, "Oh, the big guy and the girl booked a hotel under the name of the guy's name is like a baseball player for the Yankees or something." I say some this guy, and then I don't. And then Robert Patrick was like, "Oh, that he's using a name from a famous Yankees player," and the girl signed under the name Sarah Connor. Who's that one? And
who's
then
that?
So Robert Patrick was like, "How the fuck should I know?" Nice callback.
Yeah, but yeah, simply put, as they were looking for the remainder of their team, some dead, some missing, they kind of realized that a few people in their crew were, again, started working in security, started working in and around Atlantic City, and then also directing towards this conglomerate, New Age. And New Age is kind of like a defense company that is, you know, in between government and private. So it's kind of like already blended. That's the main big bad. As they go through along, they meet up with another person that they found out that was still alive within the superintendent crew. My favorite is Dixon. Okay. Carla Dixon, played by Surinda Swan. So you'll also get through in the next few episodes that they kind of had some chemistry during when they were working together in the special investigator squad. But because he was the superior, couldn't do anything about it. During the middle part of the season, there's going to be a little overlay in terms of what they're investigating currently, like the whereabouts and the innocence of the remaining guy that kind of like the main linchpins of New Age and the superintendent's crew, a guy by the name, what's his name?
AM.
Oh, fuck. What's the guy's name?
AM?
No. During the middle of the season, we were figuring out whether the guy that they're looking for, their teammate that they were
Swan.
Looking for, is clean or not. So Swan is connected to New Age as one of their security heads. So yeah, he's kind of like, all right, is he part of New Age? And while they're figuring out what is New Age happening, why they're killing all of these people, it must be something big. It must cost $65 million.
For that
dollars
one,
because
they tried to make him suspicious, but like Reacher said, for me, it was the dog. When the dog was dead, we knew that he wasn't a bad
guy. True, but the good thing one of the smart things that this series does is kind of do flashback correctly. So they were also flashing back to an instance where they discovered in the special investigation this kind of drug ring within the military that they're in, within the army, and there's like one instance where like a giant brick of heroin was missing when they recovered it and they were trying to
steal it.
And it wasn't clear whether Swan tried to steal it or it was an honest mistake that it got lodged somewhere in the car, right? So again, it doesn't make it super clear. So half of the team was kind of like be prepared whenever we see Swan, whether we need to kill him or not. And Reacher has always been, I know Swan, I know this team. Seemingly that everybody in that team has been clean up to that point. And yeah, towards the end, a main pivotal point was the one of the HR directors of New Age that they investigated was this lady that thought this lady that provided the team, Reacher's team, with information where they could find the person that they were looking for. So during the course of their investigation, they figured out, hey, somebody from our investigation was contacting New Age. Let's talk, ask New Age whether what who that person is. And then apparently it's like a security consultant, security advisor to New Age, says the HR person. And then they were trying to get information about that shady security guy. And then this HR lady from New Age provided the team with information that will was essentially a trap for the team. So of course, the team survives. They get back to and the HR lady, and then the HR lady escape with her daughter, meaning like either she is kind of super shady or she's also, a part of the loose ends that New Age would want to eliminate. So it was in fact the latter, with the help of NYPD Detective Russo, which had an entire season's worth of veil threats against Reacher about
I
me
love it.
punching Reacher. So it was a nice chemistry between the two of them. With the help of Russo all throughout the team, they were able to kind of like hide but the HR lady and her daughter, but they were still found out. Russo got killed in the process. Reacher and the team was able to save said HR lady, and also at the same time get more information that about New
The
Age,
deal.
but also information that the about New Age, and they're going to try to find New Age. And then Department of Homeland Security starts butting in. We think that they were going to arrest the special investigator, but instead this senator or governor, I think a senator, Senator Lavoie, instead of kind of like turning in Reacher or arresting them, killing them, assassinating them or whatnot, Senator Lavoie instead provides help because he realized that New Age is this defense contractor that does
He helped, he supported them, but they're
yeah he's
selling, they turned it and they're selling their new gadget to terrorists.
That they're selling their gadgets, period. Whether it, the Homeland, the Senator Lavoie, and even a T2000, they think that they're selling it, like, or they're selling it not to the terrorists, but for themselves, right? So for people that would want to protect against terrorists, but that's not the case. So the idea, what is happening was, there are a technology called Littlefoot,
Little wing, little wing,
Little Wing.
little
That is
wing.
able to kind of like target any flying thing, so it can intercept. It is both a miss. It is more technology for missiles, but you'll need missiles to do it also. But this technology can intercept anything. So whether it is a commercial plane or a helicopter or anything, this little wing technology will be able to do it. So the team was able to figure out that although the technology and the process of making said missiles and missile guiding systems was legit, New Age, along with T2000 and some other, like, weird entity, AM and whatnot, they worked with the government to kind of like flag one erroneous missile in every batch, so that that erroneous missile can technically be disposed of. And then once it hit like 65 missiles, miss $1 million per missile, they were able to like now smuggle those missiles to the highest bidder. So that's one of the things that Senator Lavoie was getting income from. So when he realized that he might get caught when this gets found, then started helping Reacher so that Reacher can stop T2000 and whatnot. All right. Okay, finally in the end, Lots of threatening, lots of fighting, lots of killing people, lots of times where you can see Knox, O'Donnell and Nick Dixon gets tortured pretty clearly, like stabbed, shot. But in the end, they were able to kind of like lots of like traps. T2000 had a trap for the team, but the team was trying to trap T1000. But in the end, T2000 was able to get both O'Donnell and Dixon, and then Neely and Reacher goes on and saves Dixon and O'Donnell by going into pretending to be going into a trap, or Reacher trying to surrendering, and then Neely helping from the outside with the support from Homeland Security that's provided by Senator Lavoie. Big fight happens. Reacher kills everybody in spectacular fashion. The end of this at the end of the season, everyone thinks that everything is fine, but the Homeland Security people then started to point their guns at the special investigators, like, oh, Senator Lavoie doesn't want loose ends
I was
too.
sad there, but it was the right call. I mean, that's what he would have done.
It made some, I figured like Reacher would have caught Senator Lavoie anyway. It's not something that he could get away with. Reacher, anticipating this move, already made a deal with a different sec of the Department of Homeland Security, a co-worker of his brother, for this caller of Senator Lavoie and his wrongdoings. And then season's over. The fun thing about here that doesn't usually happen in series like this, particularly like Goody Two Shoes people, is they got the $65 million.
They
The
fucking
$65
stole
million dollars was dirty, so it
it.
didn't have to.
Was this Homeland let him get away? He was clearly holding the suitcase.
Yeah, and because like the money was dirty, right? And T2000 is not going to do it. Senator Lavoie is in it. He's not going to surrender it to the Department of Homeland Security. So there's a cute montage at the end where he provided, well, the team initially, Reacher did not want to be responsible on what they're going to do with the $65 million. But the team insisted that because Reacher had nothing,
And
he's the
he
best
didn't
person to
care.
be able to handle the $65 million worth of bearer bonds, which is like essentially cash. And he gave a bit to Neely's dad because he knows Neely's not gonna accept anything from him. Dixon, he bought out like the firm that Dixon is working with. So instead of Dixon working for a firm, Dixon can be the one that's calling the shots. She's also a PI. For O'Donnell, he gave a lot of money to his kids. Not O'Donnell,
I'm
so
not
that's
giving him
great.
a penny to you.
Yeah, not a penny to you, but a lot to your kids, which is great. And then a few more other things, like he donated to an animal shelter in memory of Swan's dog. Also, millions of dollars for the kid of Detective NYPD Detective Russo, and a few more. Yeah, so yeah, that's and this is where there's a last bang between Dixon and Reacher, which I love.
How about a
And
few
they were
days
kind
worth
of,
of?
yeah. And what do you sense? I sense that they might connect again. I know it was Dixon who was saying that, hey, the past few days were like great, but I know that this wasn't anything that could like continue and yada yada. It was something that they were closing stuff from the past instead of something for the future. But I really hope she comes back. I really hope she's a regular annually. The last scene is Neely saying goodbye to Reachers, which you were right when we were talking when we were back in the Philippines that Neely was the protege. Like she is like the mini Reacher, which is
She's
kind of cool. Like
the
she,
Nightwing to his
yeah. So
Batman.
it and it's great. It's like they're equal in everything. Like Neely's a little smarter, and then Reacher is a lot stronger. So they kind of like equals in a lot of ways. And she's really tall because she's the only one that kind of can be a little eye to eye closer, within yeah. reacher, right? But yeah, that's it. So Trebax, what is your final thoughts? Rating?
I just want to mention some of my my favorite moments, like just how, which also highlights how this show can be smart and stupid. Like I love the guy Russo introduction where he kicks the front of the car to activate the airbag. So Arnie, somebody's watching them from the car. So he comes
doing
a stakeout. Somebody was staking them out in the car. So Reacher just walks up to the car and kicks the front of the car, activating the airbag, which hits the guy in the driver's seat. That was so funny. And then the other thing that I found was so smart was he needed a gun, so he found a drug dealer and stole that guy's gun.
He did it a few times. Every time he needed guns or money.
He came back to that guy too, and he needed drugs. So that was awesome. Some of the stupid ones, but I don't know, it just the charm of Reacher made it passable was the guy in the gun store. There's no way that guy is going to release those guns to some random guy who's obviously going to use them to kill some people for a few bucks. Because that's going
to
be crazy.
He was able to charm the guy
intelligently. But it was so funny though, like every time the guy would say something, and then Reacher would have a comeback. It's like, you know, if I lend those to your person, I physically have to be I have to be near you. You'll be with me in spirit. How the fuck does that work? And then, like as you said, all the interrogation scenes was awesome. The highlight was that the guy in the hospital with the trachea. Holy shit! He really did it.
No, it's like even more gruesome than that was the catheter.
Oh yeah, and he killed him too. So
yeah, so that's the fucked up part. You know, not only did you torture the guy, but you also killed the guy. But you killed the guy properly. So that's one of my favorite things. Is like it's funny because like what I can do. So do you know what a catheter is? Like they put this tube up your dick so that you can pee, but what I can do is like if I can plug this kind of a plunger, like the injector, you can like extend the balloon and then extend the thing that's opening. It's like even now thinking about it sucks and it hurts. So after that,
the guy's tattled, but then but I'm not gonna kill you that way because everybody's gonna. Freak no. out if they see your balls exploded. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go to the IV and plug the air bubble there to give you an embolism, and nobody's gonna know somebody killed you.
Yeah, you've been in a car accident. It happens all the time. So it's like,
and that's how he died. And then it was funny when he threw the grill to the car. Reacher, what did you do? I just threw a grill at him. What the fuck? Throws a grill. And
there's like the cement stuff in Atlantic City where he drowned a couple of guys in cement, but also like he disposed of the. There's that. That's the good part. The added extra step. The extra step every time again in the interrogation we're talking about killing them with an embolism versus killing them with another thing to buy them time didn't work, but they were found out a few minutes later. But still, the idea of it was great.
No, they killing didn't people find out. In they Atlantic just saw City the killer. And, they just saw another killer who wanted that.
Yeah, and then in Atlantic City, they were hunted and they killed their attackers, but they didn't want police to investigate them, so they fucking buried them in cement. So like. You know, in the construction site. So all of these things add up to be like, oh, it's plausible. But everything else with like Reacher, it's like super, it's not superhero, it's superhero adjacent. Yeah. All right, so give me our last thoughts and your
chemistry with Neely is, it's so great because his chemistry with Dixon is romantic, and then his chemistry with Neely is the protege type, so it's awesome. Oh, also a note, I was a little scared that Dixon was a mole because he kept talking about his being the family guy and it's a surprise to everybody, and it seemed like they could
O'Donnell.
O'Donnell. they could turn that, you know, and make it like a front, and then he really was the mole. But then when they showed
Or
the
like
fam,
her friends are being threatened.
yeah, so when, yeah, but then when they showed his family, I was like, ah, oh, thank God, he's safe. And yeah, there's also like so small, smart stuff like the episode we saw where Neely and Dixon got to the truck, and then they were shot at, and then they backed up, and then the bad guys came in, the two bad guys came
And
in,
they were
and
in the
then they were
trunk.
in the trunk. But then, if you see it, the first move was the trunk opened, but it was slow. So at my first watching, I was like, how can those two, they were ready, how can those two be surprised? But if you watch it again, the trunk opens, which, so one guy was looking inside the back seat, one guy was by the trunk. The first move was the trunk opening slowly, so the guy in the back was looking at the back seat, was surprised, and look at the back seat. That's when Neely came out the back seat, shot him. When she shot him, the guy looking at the trunk looked to the back seat, and then that's when Dixon came out and shot him. So it's like the timing was perfect. So those are the small things that I.
The very impressive fight choreography all around. Like it, you know, it's not that they're, you know, it's a little fantastical that Reacher always kind of like beats up 20 people at the same time, all at the same time, but
I
at least he
bet
gets beat up.
there's no way that he can hang on a helicopter pull himself. He's too fucking.
Those are the things that I always, you know, anything hanging in a movie or a show, that does your shoulder will pop off your
So if
socket.
Tom Cruise can do it, but Reacher, he's just too heavy, bro. So no, like
Like,
Tom Cruise,
but Reacher was like, oh
Tom
yeah,
Cruise.
for him, I'm sure he can do one pull up.
His body, his body similar to like Alex Honnold, you know, who climbs free solo. But somebody like Reacher, like he said off in an interview, right? He can't even walk 20 minutes without getting tired because he's so fucking big.
No, but I can still believe he can do one pull-up. What I can't believe is when Dixon fell off the
And he caught him
helicopter in a gurney,
in a gurney. That was fucking
he
heavy.
caught the gurney, caught Dixon, and then he was being kicked by T-2000 all at the same time. Like, come on.
T1000,
T-1000, T-1000, yeah. They're ready for your rating?
yeah. Oh, and great use of the cameo for Finley. I loved it. That was great.
I love it.
So for rating, yeah, I'll go first. I'll give this a 9. I love it. It's my guilty pleasure. And you?
I am also giving it a 9. This is my guiltiest of guilty pleasure. It's just, it's unnerving how much I like the show. Like, I could consider this, like Reacher, almost as close to kind of like watching Loki 2. Like that levels of like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I know every episode's gonna be great. So it's like it's weird how much I like this show. But yeah, I'm at a 9. But all right.
Okay, before we go, I was just checking. One of my sticking points is how can Amazon not throw just money at him and just keep pumping out? And as I Googled it, season 3 has already started filming. The only complaint is should have been already done.
I think, you know, yeah, I mean, you're right. I think they have a golden goose here. Like this is kind of like Boys. This is
With the
Boys,
standalone seasons,
Reacher.
with how many gazillion books they can reapply. And I think they were smart because I think this season is based on book 11 or something. So imagine 10 books where you don't know anything about the special investigators. So they plug this in so that in the next seasons, you can have Swan, you can have
They can have one
Dixon,
or two
or Dixon,
people
or you
come
can
in,
O'Donnell, yeah.
right, and help. So I'm so excited about that. But also, like, you know, I wouldn't mind like a Neely spin-off or a
Series.
Dixon spin-off because Dixon's specialty is financial crimes, right? So it's great. It's gonna be great. So
There
yeah,
you go.
this is great. You guys better should watch a Reacher. Come on, you guys have Amazon. This is free. You can literally go on an app and download it and watch it when you're in the shitter. It's amazing. With that, we will end this episode with an assignment that next week, because we're going to be discussing a shorter season, 5 short episodes of Echo season 1 from Disney Plus. That's our first assignment. But we also have a second cinematic masterpiece that we want to discuss next week. It is must see viewing. It is the I think the epitome of what you call a master class in filmmaking, which is Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. So we'll discuss that next week. Join us in any of our channels. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram with the handle @+63. Subscribe to us here on YouTube at youtube.com/+63HP. And if you want to join us live while we record this, we stream our recording live on Twitch weekends, mornings, weekend mornings, 9:30, 10 a.m. ish Eastern time. So that is 11 p.m. Philippine time, and 6:30 a.m. Pacific. Our Twitch link is twitch.tv/+63HP. So thank you very much. And on behalf of my bros, we'll see you in the next one. Bye.